Curtis to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this Friday, April 5th, 2024 edition, your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line on the road right now is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker, and good morning to the listeners.
Hey, where are you reporting in for our duty today?
So I am actually in Detroit. I was at the Michigan Vaccine Choice last night. We're listening to Dr. Peter McCullough and others like Avery Jackson and Pat Holbeck was there. So great event last night, and it's a great dovetail to the event that we're doing tomorrow and Sunday in Grand Rapids.
Now, the event tomorrow on Saturday, April 6th, that's actually in Detroit, correct?
It's in Taylor at the Metro Church Taylor campus, yes. In fact, okay. We've got world-renowned speakers coming in.
And these people are all there, part of this Medical Freedom Choice Weekend event that you've sponsored, you've put together. How many people do you have planned to speak at these events?
So we have 8 on Saturday, and we've got 9 on Sunday. But people like Father Pavone, who had his priestly credentialing stripped because he was too pro-life, Armstrong, Ron Armstrong with Stand Up Michigan and the Sovereignty Coalition. Got fantastic speakers coming in.
Now, one of the things that happened this past week was Donald Trump came into Grand Rapids to talk about the illegal immigrant shooting his girlfriend, Ruby Garcia. And I understand you were able to attend that event. You were there in person?
I was there in person. But, Randy, so much in keeping with who I am, I was outside with the voters. I met a great number of people, great Trump supporters, but great patriots. It was raining and it was cold, but I prefer to be out there with the people, standing by the people, loving on the people, meeting the people.
Absolutely. One other thing I did want to ask you about, and this is campaign season time when campaign reports being filed. Was very interesting to see MERS News Service. I read a story on the show this week, and ironically, I went back to find it so I could copy it and email it to you, and it's been scrubbed. It's gone, and I don't know why. I reached out to Kyle Malin, haven't gotten a response yet, but a lot of to do about the amount of money that Elisa Slotkin is raising, and this is a huge, huge financial advantage that she has in this campaign heading into November. Basically, I wanted to ask you about your campaign. You were filing and getting information in as well. How is that going, and what do you need folks to do for you?
So, Trucker, Elisa Slotkin is behind the Democrat machine, and they are just funneling. And yes, everybody has to do quarterly filings, and ours is done. We'll have it totally ready for April the 15th. It's always the end of the quarter is what it is. So we do need the funds. We need the monies. So I was the first candidate to turn in my signatures on March the 25th, a great electrifying moment. We turned in better than 27,000 signatures, and now we just need the people to carry us across the finish line. And yes, the money goes a lot, but as Lance Griffin said, and Lance is from the Grand Rapids area. He said, you know what? The dollar doesn't vote. People vote. And I've got the grassroots behind me, and we're doing this.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think is pretty interesting is the other candidates. I checked again this morning. I'm on the website every single morning to see who's filed and who hasn't. And as of right now, Sherry, you're the only Republican that is even filed to be recognized by the Bureau of Elections, Secretary of State's office in Lansing. You're the only candidate that's officially even filed to run.
2.5 weeks is left, Trucker, and that's exactly right. It would be sweet if I was the only Republican candidate, that and an uncontested primary. I don't think that'll be the case, but I don't think everybody that's running right now is going to make that cut. Man, it is tough to get that many signatures. And there were people that were collecting signatures even at the Trump rally for some of the other candidates that we met. And again, great people trying to do it, but everybody out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the plan after the event tomorrow and then Sunday in Grand Rapids? What's on the horizon for this first part of this next week?
Trucker, I'm all over the place. I've got on the event page at DocSherry2024.com is my schedule, but we've got events, and I'm on my phone and not at the computer, or I could tell you literally kind of what it is, but on my event page is there. But we're cranking up at every county. I know that we've got things coming up in the east side of the state as well as up north again, but I can't tell you right off the cuff, Trucker. I should be ready for that because you asked me that.
And
you'll ask me about the event.
No, I can pull it up and send people to it, but the biggest thing is when people reach out to you, and I know you've gotten a couple of invites already, you're not able to commit. Like you say, without talking now, things are getting so crazy busy. You actually have a scheduler that's in charge of putting these events together for you.
I do. And there's times, Trucker, that we're doing two events, you know, three events in a day. You know, so I'll go out and I'll do something in the morning and then give me just drive enough time to get to the next event and give me drive enough time to do the next event. 2 weeks ago, Trucker, I put 2,971 miles on my car in 11 days. So I used to be able to keep my schedule in mind. I don't always keep it in mind right now, but so next week, I know in my area, we're doing an event at Black Arsenal, and that's going to be on Saturday. I also run a free clinic still. So the free clinic is Saturday, and then the event with Black Arsenal, because I am a QA supporter, and Black Arsenal is getting behind us also. So I know we've got that. I know we have a lot of focus was placed on this event that we're doing this weekend, Trucker, because this event is huge. So again, it's at the Metro Church in Taylor. From 8 to 5, people could come and go as they want if they don't have all day to give to it. But at the Taylor campus at Metro in the Detroit area, 8 to 5 tomorrow, and then Sunday is 1:30 to 6 in the Grand Rapids at the Grand Rapids Church.
Okay, very good. And again, both of those are on the campaign website, DocSherry2024.com, if you want information. And one other point, I had a person text me. They are still collecting signatures, but they said they're going to be mailing them in this week. So you've already turned yours in, but it's okay for people to still send those petition sheets in to you.
It is. You know, we're still collecting some. And people that are sending them in, we have a folder that we're keeping in case there are any that of ours that are going to be thrown out. But there's no way there's going to be thrown out that many. And, Trek, we're pretty safely on the ballot. We were told within a couple of days that if there were signatures that weren't good, they'd let us know. We've heard nothing. So I'm thinking pretty safe. And I know we are. We're very safe. But I'd say whoever's asking about the signatures, if they still have some, bring them on because we still have that file.
Okay, very good. Well, I know, again, you're on the road. I've got one other last quick question to ask. They wanted to know if there's been any response from the media. They hadn't seen any up in the UP about your signatures filing. Have you seen any major press coverage of you turning the signatures in?
We did have some coverage, not as great as I would have liked to see, but we had, three reporters out there. We also did a whole video with somebody, but we had mirrors out there. We had a couple of the medias out there, and I'd have to look back and see who was there, but we did have several that were there. Justin Barclay had me on the radio and had me announce that and deal with it. Steve Gruber had me on his radio and had me announce it, but as far as, like, channel and TV, not as much.
Not as much. Yeah. Surprise, surprise, huh?
I know.
Yes. We don't want to go down that road.
No, we don't. It will be nice. I keep saying I'm going to be the nice candidate.
There you go. There you go. No, well, we appreciate you.
Saying that, Trucker, that said in jest and teasing, we've got some great candidates. We really do. I think we've got some awesome candidates on the ticket, but I think I am the best position to beat Alyssa Slotkin. And we've got to make certain she does not win that seat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you're busy with that event. I've got another guest coming on that just called and said, hey, is there any way we can move it up? So I would appreciate letting you get back to your event. And again, what's the website if people want more information for them to go check out the events for tomorrow and Sunday?
DocSherry2024.com. As we're making this free at this point, don't miss it. We're speaking on the World Health Organization. We're speaking on medical sovereignty, our food supply that's at risk, our land supply, the assault on our children. You don't want to miss this.
Absolutely. Okay, very good. And I'll put that information out. If people want me to text you the link, just text me DOC, D-O-C, and I'll send you the link to it. You can sign up for those events, and hopefully people will show up strong numbers for you, and we'll talk to you next week about it.
And Trucker, even if they don't want to sign up, get there. Just get there. We're not going to have this world-class speakers ever again all together like this. So it's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Very good. All right. Very good. Thank you, Sherry. We appreciate you. Stay safe out there on the campaign trail.
I'll do it. Thanks, Trucker. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
So again, go to the website, DOC Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, 2024.com is the website. And the event is in Taylor, at the church there in Taylor. And then Sunday, they'll be in Grand Rapids. It'll be after church on Sunday, 1:30 to 6 p.m. Again, all the information is listed on her website. And trying to connect in Dr. David Clements right now, but having some technical issues getting through to his phone. So maybe we can get him in for the last segment. He's going to be the keynote speaker for Crawford County, the Republican Party event that's going to be on Friday, April 26th. That's going to be at the Kirtland's Community Center main conference room area there for the college. Again, if you'd like that flyer information, text me Crawford, and we'll get you the information on that as well. So greatly appreciate you guys. Let's see. Nope, that's another one of those from this campaign. I cannot believe these people blowing up my phone. Rod, this is just the beginning, I guess. We're going to have to deal with this over the next couple of months, but it is what it is. So again, we'll try to add Dr. Clements into the show and get to your text messages. I've got, I think, everybody caught up at this point. But if you'd like to make a comment, text me 231-360-5140. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today on this Friday. Again, we have so many events coming up and so many things happening. I just want to make sure that I get these all out here before the end of the show. It will repeat all weekend long and then again Monday morning. The deadline today is 5 o'clock for registering for the Crash Course, Robert's Rules of Order, and the Michigan State Constitution. It's not tomorrow. It's a week from tomorrow, the 13th, in Traverse City, from 9:30 to 1:30. The cost is $59, and you need to go to the website acconservatives.org, scroll down to the second post for Traverse City, or text me, Class TC, and I'll text you the direct link to the post. Read it, follow the instructions, make your donation for $59, and we'll get you registered. We'll order your books. We will probably hold off until Monday morning, so if you're hearing this on Monday, we can still possibly get you in. I think I might just go ahead and just order an extra 10 sets of books and guides that we will have them. If anybody's listening on Monday to this, you want to attend, we'll still be able to get your registration, take your money, and get you into the class. So again, it's a week from tomorrow, Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. It's right there at the Cherryland Center, which is on the northwest corner of Garfield and South Airport. So if you want to come, this is the last class, folks, we'll be teaching before the August 6th primary. We've got a campaign to run for Miss Vicky here in Antrim County to be the next clerk, and we will be busy on weekends knocking on doors, putting up signs, and talking to people. So want to make sure you take advantage of that. Also, you heard the commercial starting today for Presque Isle County Republican Party's event. That's going to be Saturday, May the 11th. If you'd like to flyer on that one with Darren Darga's phone number, just text me PI and I'll send you the flyer. You can always give him a call directly for the tickets. 231-489-9254. That's Darren Darga's direct number. He's the treasurer for the Republicans in Presque Isle. He's handling the ticket sales. You can give him a call. He'll give you the information on how to get your ticket. I think this event's going to be sold out. I'm really excited about it. Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad is going to be the keynote speaker. We're going to have a good conversation with him and get his perspective on things as we head into this political season. And kind of interesting to see what a rock star patriot thinks about elections and politicians and parties and all this kind of stuff. Going to have a good conversation with him. Also, finally, want to mention that we have coming up the Fun Shoot Pig Roast. We do it every year, usually the fourth Saturday in August. Well, this year, because of the August 6th primary, we're moving it up. And if you're one of many who come to it, Brian Pannebaker, Rick Nieper, and others, it's going to be Saturday, July 27th. We're doing it the fourth Saturday of July this year. You want to mark your calendars. We're going to have all the details posted as soon as we get past these Robert's Rules of Order classes. You'll be able to purchase your tickets. Cost this year is $50 for adults and $25 for teenagers. The children, 12 and under, are free, but we need a head count for food. So, again, it's getting moved up to Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake area, Muckle Road over at Richard Davis's compound. You can bring your firearms. We'll have a pin shoot set up for handguns. Long range will be open. We do a pig roast. We have all the fixings. And this year, we're going to do something really special. We've purchased a brand new Ruger 10/22 long rifle from Curtis Gunsmithing. We're going to have some extended magazines with 25 rounds in them. And we're going to set up 25 pins at the pin shoot. And for the U.S. Senate candidates that show up, we'll be able to see how good a shot they are with iron sights of a brand new Ruger rifle and knock down 25 pins with 25 shots. We'll see how good they are. And then we're going to move them over to the 50-yard range, give them a paper target, and give them another 25 rounds and see what they can do to that paper target. So we're calling it the U.S. Senate shoot-off. Is going to be part of our event this year on Saturday, July 27th. So greatly appreciate if you mark your calendar, save the date. We'll have more information on that as well. But it's going to be a great event. It always is. And we open the doors at noon on that Saturday, and we go until 4 o'clock. We have lots of speakers, lots of information. Candidates will be there, and you'll be able to talk to them in person. If you haven't voted yet, maybe July 27th, waiting for the August 6th primary. Well, you can meet the candidates, ask them some questions, and maybe make your final decisions at our event. So greatly appreciate you guys saving that date. Again, Saturday, July 27th in Central Lake. Let's see. One last text message to get in. Rick says that's his birthday. Good deal. Good deal. So greatly appreciate that. And the person ending in 0227, I don't have you stored in my phone. Just give me your first name and city, and I'll send you back the website for Doc Sherry, DocSherry2024.com. I'll send you the clickable link. Let's see. One other thing. Nope, got that in as well. Very good. So all the events, stay tuned to us here on this show. We have all the events in Northern Michigan happening. You want to be a part of it, we greatly appreciate it. Again, text me PI for Presqu'ile, Class TC. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody, and go Tigers!
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source,
your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across